99.9 Radio USA. That's a woman like you, and that's Lee Bryce. 6:52. It's 19 below. More great music on the way. Lady Antebellum's Compass is coming up. But right now, you and I are going to get weird on the weird news. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A cake maker in New Zealand is in deep doo-doo after dealing with a problematic customer in a not-so-sweet matter. Sent her a dessert shaped like a giant bowel movement. Emma McDonald got into a tussle with Michaela Harris over a job that was to be paid for with a voucher, which McDonald insisted was worth $20 less than Harris claimed because of a past debt between the two women. The baker left a long post on her Facebook page listing all of her grievances against the customer, ending by saying, "Give me some ideas. Oh, wait, you have none apart from wanting chocolate. I have a brilliant idea for your cake. So here is your turd cake. Hope you learned your lesson." Well, Harris wasn't aware of the design when she opened up the cake at her sister's bridal shower to find a brown pile, along with a note advising her to eat something that rhymes with spit. You know what I'm saying. So, okay, let's move on to the next question, the next story. A Swedish man gave new meaning to having a glass jaw when he kept pestering doctors about a wound that was seeping blood, only to have his fifth exam finally reveal a chunk of glass had been wedged in his cheek for weeks. Patrick Moberg was on a cruise vacation that turned out to be anything but smooth sailing, thanks to a brawl that he got into that landed him in the ship's hospital with facial injuries. One of Moberg's fellow combatants smashed him upside the head with a liquor bottle, leaving him with a jagged scar across his cheek. Sounds like a fun cruise, doesn't it? Well, he was stitched up by the doctors at the ship's hospital. He kept bleeding for 17 days despite visits to four doctors, none of whom opted to do x-rays or examine him closely. The fifth doctor finally said, "Yeah, you got a chunk of glass in there." And finally, blood may be thicker than water, but not thicker than peanut butter. An Iowa man is behind bars after fighting with his brother over peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. The brothers, who are both in their 50s, lived together and got into a heated argument after one complained that the other brother, Jerome, was eating too many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Apparently, Jerome got a little defensive and didn't agree that six PB&J sandwiches was excessive, so he took out a knife and threatened to cut his brother's face. While cops arrived and arrested Jerome, charging him with assault, he explained to police that he threatened to cut his brother because he wouldn't shut up and mind his own business. There you go. Sibling rivalry, I guess. That's your weird news this morning. It's 6:55.
After 37 straight years as America.